Well, it's 6 o'clock. I call this regular meeting of the Sturgis Common Council to order, April 1st, 2019. First item is approval of the agenda. First by Terry.
Second.
Second by Becca. All those in favor of the agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Item 3 is executive session. Mr. Barnier, I'll turn it over to you, sir.
Yes, there is a request for executive session. I have one legal matter and one contract matter, and I believe the city manager may have another contract matter. I don't anticipate any action on those items at the conclusion of this session. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. Is there a motion for exec?
So moved. Second.
We had a Steve as a first and a Ron as a second. All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We're off to exec. All right, we're back in regular session. Please stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance. Item 5 is informational reports. We got the MUB minutes from the February meeting included in the packet. Announcements and praise. I just have a few here. Next Tuesday is the municipal elections, so please get out and vote. This Thursday is the chamber banquet, and next week is National Library Week. On Monday evening, there'll be refreshments, or it might be Monday afternoon. We're not sure yet, I don't believe. So that's all I had. Does council have anything to add under announcements and praise? Item 7, City Manager's Report, so I'll turn it over to you, Daniel.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Just a couple of items for today in the ambulance department. We do have a paramedic who is going to be changing to a full-time position, and also we have another one that is going to be joining our department, as well as an EMT that's going to be joining the department, and also under our recreation department, we have a new referee. Are there any questions? Thank you.
Thanks, Daniel. Item 8 is consider the consent calendar. We have A through F tonight, setting 3 public hearings, a few action items there, some minutes. Does council wish to remove any of those and discuss them individually?
I wish to remove item F from the consent calendar.
Is there any other items from council? How about from the public? We want to remove any of the items A through E and discuss them individually. Is there a motion out of?
I move to approve the consent calendar with the exception of removing item F.
First by Becca.
Second.
Second by Jason. We'll go ahead and roll call this. Terry, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Yes. Dave.
Yes.
Steve.
Yes.
Becca.
Yes.
Rhea.
Yes.
Ron.
Yes.
And Jason.
Yes.
So item F remains. Becca, do you have a particular question? I'll just turn it over to you.
Okay. I had a couple. And by a couple, I mean about 5 or 6. Okay, to begin with, I was wondering, I know that the RTP grant comes from the Highway Administration, Federal Highway Administration.
Right.
So, and it's state administered, and what state agency administers that? Is that GFP?
DOT.
No, DOT, okay.
Or Game of Parks? I'm sorry.
Oh, it is GFP? Okay.
Yes, sir.
And so in the report, it stated that the city, the funds that have been used already for the NEPA, that will be considered our matching grant?
Yes, that can be considered our match.
Okay.
So that $53,000 that the city's already spent and partnered with Black Hills Trails should count towards the grant. And they only allow you to do that for 18 months after the NEPA was signed, which was signed in November. So this is the only grant cycle that we would get credit for that.
Okay. So it'll be fiscal year 19 then? Or 20?
They'll
depend.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's a federal mandate, the matching grant?
Correct.
It comes from the feds. Okay. And like what percentage do we have to give? Is there a percentage?
It would be a minimum of 20%. And then we can also add some, you know, volunteer hours and city time or things to help match it.
And do we have an expected grant amount?
I'm asking for about $210,000.
And again, we're hopeful. I don't necessarily want to say it's expected.
But right. It's what we're asking for. Okay. And again, we're not sure if it'll be fiscal year 2019 or 2020, right?
Well, Well, hopefully that we would get it this year, because then we would be able to use the NEPA money.
Okay.
If they don't grant it to us this year, then we would have to find some other way of matching.
Okay.
There's ways to do that.
Okay. All right. And so the money will go for signage and the bypass route. I saw that RTP, there's only 8 permissible categories, so they fall.
It would be under the non-motorized.
Okay, non-motorized. And then, I know this is kind of out there past receiving the grant, but who will be doing the work? When will that be decided?
It depends on how much they give us and the availability of people. We could go to contract. It could be volunteers with Black Hills Trails. It all kind of just depends on
you know,
how much money we get and for what.
Sure.
Because they could also break it down and say, well, we're only going to give you a grant for the signage. And then that would be handled differently if the construction. I mean, we might have to hire someone for the construction part. It kind of just depends.
Okay. And then finally, I was just curious. I pulled the information from the Fort Meade Trail that was done in 2015. And I'm wondering, when it comes to the management, will it be a shared management similar to this between like feds and local, or how does that work out?
On this case, it would be that the city would have a permit.
Ownership, yeah.
Ownership. Well, the city will have a permit. Basically, it's a right-of-way permit from the Forest Service to place the trails onto those locations. And so it's a 20-year permit, and then we would able to place the trails on Forest Service property. Okay. Right, correct, yeah.
And so, just last week, we received the draft permit, and so we've sent that over to our partner, Black Hills Trails, as well, for them to review so we can make comments to the Forest Service. But we will say that actually the draft permit was better than what we anticipated, I guess.
Okay. That's all I have. Thank you.
Any other questions for council, from council for Liz? How about public comment, questions, comments, concerns concerning item F on the consent calendar? Is there a motion?
So moved. I moved to approve the consideration of Resolution 2019-22, the application for recreational trails program to build a non-motorized trail.
Yes, first by Beck and a second by Rhea. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Disapprove and no. That motion carries unanimously. Next item is our claims. Questions from council on any of these items? Go ahead, Rhea.
I noticed under streets, also under cemetery, and also under park, we have 3 amounts for $112.66 or 2 Mid-American Resources Chemical. I just wanted to make sure that those weren't triplicate bills. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I also have any other questions. Go ahead, Mike.
If you can't hear me this evening, please let me know. I'll try to be better. Under information technology, Office Pro subscriptions, 3620. How many machines is that for?
Roger.
Good. Good job, Miss Lisa. The second one I have is under economic development. Dakota Playground for plaques and downtown benches for $11,536.
Yes, that's for the second set of benches that were ordered and received last week, I think, for downtown. There were 6 benches that we received, and that is paid for out of the Downtown Business Improvement District. And those benches are actually sold to families or individuals or businesses. They provide a check to the foundation, I think, for $2,500 a bench. Maybe it's $3,000. I don't remember. $2,500. a bench. And so the foundation does make a little bit of money off of each of those. And then they use that money for things like Christmas decorations or artwork.
But this is not general population taxpayer money.
No,
this is foundation money.
Well, correct. It's paid for out of the business improvement district. So that's the extra fee that property owners in the downtown pay for. But it's actually sold to individuals. And so there's truly, it's a net gain to that fund.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Council or public? Come on up, Bonnie. Or just, what do you got?
Yep.
Receptacles, $5,000.
Those were part of the purchase with the benches, and those are actually paid for out of the sanitation fund. And those are for downtown trash cans, which that's been, permanent trash cans, which that's been a goal of the council for 8 years. At five. Public furniture is expensive.
Stuff that'll last. Any other discussion? Is there a motion on the claims?
I'll move to approve.
Go ahead.
We have first by Ron.
I'll second it then.
Second by Dave. We'll go ahead and roll call. Jason, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
I'm yes. Mike?
Yes.
Terry?
Yes.
Bills are paid unanimously.